It grows good, so you feel good. You think how you are so happy. You don't think of anything else. It makes your mind so good.
At a recent performance in Ames, Iowa, two actors present Vang, a play by Mary Swander.
When we buy new cows, we bring the new herds in here, and we keep them together at first here.
The play focuses on the emotional stories of four immigrant couples farming in Iowa. Fred Kirschenman of Iowa State University's Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture has helped bring Swander's ag-themed plays, she's produced two others, to communities across the state.
We all understand now that although that's changing, there's still a pretty large divide between the farming community and the general public.
Performances and other artistic works, he says, can help bring people closer to a shared understanding. He and the playwright are working now to launch a national nonprofit called Ag Arts to help other communities experience that.
We try to love them up. We try hard.
When tillage begins, other arts follow. That's what the great orator Daniel Webster said in 1840. Lynette Pullman, director of museums at Iowa State University, says that resonated with Settling the Prairie.
Go to the West, make your life, and after you get through with subsistence and you can feed and clothe and house yourself, the other arts will come along.
That idea continues today. Construction is still underway at the Biorenewables Research Lab at Iowa State University. But here in the atrium, sculpted metal panels overhead depict 150 years of agriculture. Floating World is the newest of the 2,000 works of public art on campus, half of which are directly connected to agriculture.
You learn better and you'll become better citizens, and your goal for contributing to humanity will be at a higher level if you are an inspired individual.
Art, Pullman says, can help inspire. It's also a learning tool and has been used for propaganda to recruit farm kids to the university, for example. This truck commercial taps nostalgia for the farm with narration from famed farm broadcaster Paul Harvey.
God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
Photographer Margie Geiler-Alanese saw the commercial during the 2013 Super Bowl and appreciated the beautiful and iconic images of farmers.
And about a month later, I read an article in the Des Moines Register that pointed out that there was a lack of women in that commercial, and it was kind of an aha moment for me.
Farm Her was born, a passion project, Geiler-Alanese says, with the lofty goal of updating the popular image of farming to include the women. With her camera, she's followed dairy farmers in Wisconsin, documented chores in Illinois, and photographed from horseback while an Iowa woman rounded up cattle. This fall, she'll meet five women farmers in Nebraska. But on this summer evening in Des Moines, she's with beekeeper Julia McGuire, who secures a veil over Geiler-Alanese's head before they approach the hive. Geiler-Alanese photographs McGuire and the bees for about 20 minutes, peppering her with questions.
I have barely talked to you. I don't even know. So how did you get into this? Like, what is it?
We all have an image of a farmer. Geiler-Alanese wants her photographs to give a fuller picture of what agriculture looks like.
Art is to stop and make you think. I mean, that's the goal of what we do, right? Is to put something out there to change an image or to update a perception.
She knows it will take time. But since we no longer all have to grow food, we have time for art. As Daniel Webster suggested in his 19th century speech, the farmers, therefore, are the founders of human civilization. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.